had a two-day work experience at a Japanese sweet shop, Suzuki. Mr. Suzuki and his daughter have run the shop for 20 years. It's very popular, and many people visit there every day. I like their Japanese sweets, so I was very happy to work there. On the morning of the first day, I went to the shop at 9. Mr. Suzuki's daughter, Aya, showed me how to greet customers. She said, "Greeting customers with a smile is very important. When we smile at them, they feel happy and enjoy shopping." I practiced the greeting many times with Aya. She said to me, "You're doing very well, Noriko. You will be a good sales clerk." I was very glad to hear that. At 10, the shop opened. I became very nervous, but Aya said, "Don't worry, Noriko. Smile." When the first customer came, I greeted her with a big smile and said, "Irasshaimase." She also greeted me with a smile. I was very happy to see her smile. I learned that a smile was the best way to communicate with customers. On the second day, Mr. Suzuki took me to the kitchen. I saw a lot of Japanese sweets there. They were colorful and beautiful. Some of them looked like flowers. He asked, "Noriko, have you ever made Japanese sweets?" I said, "Never. I'm not very good at cooking." Mr. Suzuki showed me how to make some Japanese sweets. It was very difficult for me to make them, but I enjoyed it. Then Mr. Suzuki said, "Did you see customers' smiles? They feel happy when they eat my Japanese sweets. I also feel happy when I sell my Japanese sweets to them. I like my job because everyone becomes happy." I was very impressed to hear that. I met many customers during my work experience. I knew that I liked talking with many people. I had fun and learned many important things from Mr. Suzuki, Aya, and customers. I thank all of them for this great experience. I haven't decided my future job yet, but I want to work hard for the happiness of many people.